The Senate overwhelmingly passed a bill yesterday that could impose more economic and political sanctions against Syria. The legislation now must be reconciled with a House version before it goes to the president for his signature. The bill, known as the Syria Accountability Act, accuses the Damascus government of sponsoring terrorism and seeking to acquire weapons of mass destruction, charges Damascus denies. In Syria, many are outraged by the measure, which they say is unnecessarily punitive. NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Syrian trumpeter Fuad Barakat lovingly blows a Louis Armstrong tune. Barakat says the American jazz musician has always been an inspiration to him.
I used to imitate Louis Armstrong 100%. And that introduced me to English also, because I loved his voice.
I hate to see, but it remember me.
First exposed to jazz in his hometown, Damascus, Barakat was determined to play the trumpet. He traveled to New Orleans in the 60s, where he studied music and performed in jazz clubs. Barakat says he lived the American dream. He even married a former Miss Texas. But while his story is unusual, his love of America, he says, was quite common among many Syrians until recently.
We are grown up loving everything coming from America, because it has represented freedom, power, beauty, good education, everything that we would love to have.
Tens of thousands of Syrians emigrated to the U.S. during the last century. Zakaria Khalaf was one of them. Now an American citizen, he heads the Michigan-based Syrian-American Council. Khalaf has worked to foster people-to-people and business ties between the two countries. He says the Syria Accountability Act is an unfortunate setback.
We were working for years to improve the relation between here and the United States. Contact a lot of congressmen, senators, bring them to negotiate, see, try to improve the relation, build more bridges. And we seem like everything we've been working for the last 10 years going to be destroyed in no time.
The U.S. and Syria have never had close ties. A Soviet ally in the 70s and 80s, Syria remains a constant critic of U.S. policy in the Middle East. It's also on the State Department list of countries that sponsor terrorism. Damascus denies links to terrorist groups. It says it gives only moral support to what it calls legitimate resistance organizations, like the Palestinian militant groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad, as well as Lebanon's Hezbollah. Journalist Thabit Salem says when it comes to fighting the real war on terror, the fight against al-Qaeda, Syria has been an excellent U.S. ally.
It is Syria who provided priceless information to the United States about al-Qaeda, and many operations were averted, we say, thanks to the Syrians.
But the goodwill that developed between Washington and Damascus after the September 11th attacks dissolved with the war against Iraq. The Bush administration accused Damascus of helping fighters cross its border into Iraq to attack American troops, charges Syria has denied. Syrian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Bushra Khanafani says relations between the two countries are now worse than they've been for years. She blames the tensions on Israel, which she says is keen to undermine U.S.-Syrian ties.
We in Syria are for dialogue as a means of solving problems, political problems. An attempt by the United States to cut the dialogue with Syria will not be in the interest of peace in the area.
Few here believe that the Syria Accountability Act will hurt Damascus economically. Business ties with the U.S. are minimal. But Syrians are nonetheless angered by the measure. They say it reflects the Bush administration's anti-Arab, pro-Israel bias. Trumpet player Fuad Barakat says as much as he loves America, he is deeply disillusioned by the current administration's policies in the region.
We are against the arrogance that we face sometimes in America. There is no ears. There's just, you know, a mouth from America, and we have the ears.
It will be up to the White House to determine when the sanctions against Syria can be lifted. Kate Seeley, NPR News.